Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon us your confession, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, I announce the grace of God to you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song, sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day.
For it is a statute for Israel,
a just decree of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known.
I relieved your shoulder of the burden.
Your hands were freed from the basket. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Have mercy upon us. art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. We beseech you, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the solemnities of our Lord's resurrection would, by the help of your grace, bring forth the fruit thereof in our life and conversation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them all around. Behold, there were very many in the open valley. Indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, Son of Man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they might live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. And then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. There shall be no strange God among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign God.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
Holy Apostle St. Peter, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God, who by the death and resurrection of Jesus has overcome the world and the prince of this world, we beseech you, create in us by your Holy Spirit true faith in your Son, and through faith newness of life, that in the power of your might we also would overcome the world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
St. John, the 20th chapter. Now, the same day at evening, being the first of the Sabbaths, when the door was shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." He said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here. Look at my hands. Reach your hand here. Put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus truly did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you would believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you would have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who has bestowed upon all true believers the power to absolve one another from their sins, we beseech you that with self-righteousness and pride we would not despise your comforting ordinance, but recognizing thereof your love to us, may use it for the comfort and salvation of our souls. Who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is a picture, many things, but also specifically the picture of the church. Do you know why Jesus knew what Thomas said? It's not because he's God and he knows everything. That notwithstanding, the reason why Jesus knows what Thomas said is because he heard him speak. He's in the midst of his disciples. He appears to them, meaning he makes himself visible to the eye. It doesn't mean that he comes through the door. It means he is there. A picture of our church, our Lord Jesus is here, and until the final day, he will make himself known again to us, which we all will then confess as Thomas, my Lord and my God. And see, Thomas is in big trouble. It's too bad, because he will always live in infamy, not as the one who confessed his sin. That's not good. It's the right. When you hear he denied our Lord. It's not that he confessed his sin and was absolved. We never say that about people. What about James and John? Maybe you don't know. James and John had short fuses. They had terrible tempers. But we don't ever say that. Oh no. John's the one who Jesus loved, and you probably think he meant that or wrote that because John was Jesus. John was Jesus. No, he's not his favorite. So Thomas is shackled with the doubter. You probably have even referred to a friend or family member as one who does not believe your word as a doubting Thomas. But there is a great and powerful problem here. Jesus says, do not be unbelieving, which is akin to saying, do not be unfaithful. It goes back to Psalm 4. David writes, how long, you sons of men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? That is one who is unbelieving. This is one who is unfaithful. I hope that's Jesus calling. Well, we are a community of forgiveness, aren't we? I lost my train. The whole day's ruined. I lost my train. No. Jesus appears to the disciples as ones also, by the way, as ones who are the valley of bones. That's why the Old Testament reading. They are dry. How so? How is this evidenced? Because they are all huddled together for fear that they're going to be next. And what do you suppose would happen if they were found out? What would they do? Of course, like Peter, they would deny because they're afraid. They want to save their neck. They only have one. It's nice to have. So they're huddled together as dry bones. And I suspect the Father asks the Son, Son, can these bones live? And Jesus would answer, yes, Father, and you know how. And so the Father speaks, that is to say, the Word, that is to say, the Son.
conversation enfleshed appears to them and absolves them and says, peace to you. There is now nothing between you and me and the Father. And in order that they would understand that this peace is real, he demonstrates the evidence and the cost of it, his side and his hands. This is what it takes to be absolved, to be conciliatory with God the Father. And so he says again, peace to you. And in one of my favorite Greek words, he emphysemas them. He breathes on them. Why? Because they are not yet alive. Like the valley of the dry bones. Can they live? So the breath of life must be put on them. Into them. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Adam. God has to put his mouth on Adam's and force the Lord and giver of life into his body, and he becomes a living being. It doesn't mean he is animated. It doesn't mean like Pinocchio becomes a boy. Did I ruin the movie for him? He's a living being to God. He is faithful. He is believing. And so are now the 11. But there must be 12. Because it is the number of the church. And so Jesus waits for Thomas. And fascinatingly, doesn't scold him. Thomas wants an autopsy. Again, two Greek words which means to see for oneself. It's all good, our Lord would say. It's all, help yourself. But he doesn't. Because I think he's ashamed of his words. And yet our Lord, again, 8 days later, says peace to you, absolves him, vivifies him, and makes him live. I think without Thomas and the absolution from our Lord, who knows where we would be today here? So let's cut him some slack, for we all doubt. And we are all unfaithful. And yet we know where we can go to be convinced and have faithlessness driven away. His hands, his side, on the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Father, bless these, our tithes and offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the Spirit of your grace. Lord, in your mercy, we beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your blessings, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy, may it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Emily, Frida, Brenda, and Patty. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you are the Lord of life and death. You say to mankind, "Return, children of men." We give you thanks for all the benefits of body and soul which you have given throughout the lives of Insom and Edna. Comfort all those who survived their death. Awaken in us true repentance and faith, that we would be ever ready when your final summons comes. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Holy, holy God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Jesus, give our life to death for you. Okay, enjoy the Lord. Jesus, shall be your faith, forgiveness of all your sins. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith.
Lord, grant us thy peace.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Amen. Thank you. table of the Lord.
Thank you. Forever and ever.
faith.
As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, hear, O my people, and I will testify to you. O Israel, if you will hearken to me, sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And give you peace.